The Baker Administration is out with a major overhaul of MassHealth. That's the program that provides health coverage to more than a quarter of the state's residents, and that is part of the problem, as MassHealth is nearly 40% of the state budget. Joining us now to help explain Governor Baker's plan to control spending is WBUR healthcare reporter Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha. Thanks for coming in so early.
Good morning, Bob.
So there are dozens of pieces of this plan, but the one that's going to get a lot of attention is the new charge on Massachusetts employers. Tell us how it works and why it's in there.
So how first, Bob? Employers would pay a fee up to $750 for each worker who gets health coverage through the state. Now, why are they doing this? Because there's an expectation in Massachusetts that employers will do their share of providing insurance. Employers would also pay more, Bob, into a medical assistance program, but just for the next 2 years. And in return for these two changes, they get a break on the cost of unemployment insurance.
So how do employers feel about this? Are they happy?
Well, not all, certainly, but several leading employer groups have spent months negotiating with the Baker administration. Now that they have a deal with the governor, though, they're a little worried about whether it will hold with the legislature. Here's Rick Lord, president of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts.
We worked hard to support this package, and we hope that the legislature will treat it as such, as one comprehensive package, and not begin to take out individual pieces that are there.
The governor, as I understand it, Martha, is taking another step to try and move residents off MassHealth and onto their employer health care plans. Unravel that for us.
Yes. So right now, many workers who don't earn much can get free MassHealth or subsidized plans through the connector. And nobody says, Bob, hold on, can you get insurance through your employer instead? So Governor Baker wants to reinstate that question. And if insurance is considered affordable for those folks, maybe around 10% of their income, they would no longer be eligible for MassHealth. So Suzanne Curry with Healthcare for All worries that some of those low-income families will drop health insurance if they have to start paying for it.
We do have some concerns around whether or not people who have been in MassHealth and Connector Care will continue to be able to afford insurance if they're no longer eligible for those programs.
On top of that, residents who stay on MassHealth would have fewer choices of doctors, hospitals, drugs, and pharmacists under this plan?
Well, that's right. But with more and more people signing up for MassHealth in a really tight budget period, health policy expert John McDonough says this is a reasonable solution to a big problem.
It's a package of common sense and overdue reforms that will decrease the pressure on the state to do things that would be far more damaging, like shredding benefits or cutting people off of coverage.
But Bob, Professor McDonough, who's at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health, he is critical of the way Baker submitted these very substantial changes. They'll be reviewed by just a handful of top House and Senate leaders who are resolving differences on a budget for next year behind closed doors. They have just 10 days left to do that. There'll be no public hearings, no debate.
It's good stuff, and it's a terrible process. It's a terrible way to run a railroad.
Sounds a little bit like the way Republicans are crafting the federal health care Obamacare plan,
yeah,
which is under criticism by Democrats. Parts of the state plan need federal approval. Is that likely?
Well, Baker's folks say they're having productive discussions with the Trump administration. But the governor is counting on some savings in this plan that are tied to the existing law, Obamacare. And you know, Bob, the U.S. Senate is on the verge of filing legislation to repeal that. So there's really a lot of uncertainty here.
Okay. Healthcare reporter Martha Biebinger for WBUR will be watching this as it continues to unfold. Martha, thanks for coming in and speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.